This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a new law in California requiring pet stores to sell only dogs, cats, and rabbits that are rescues or come from shelters. Kaylee Wells of KPCC in Southern California reports on what this means for pet owners, pet stores, and breeders.
2019 could be a good year for the barking dogs at the Pasadena Humane Society. The law aims to provide relief to overcrowded animal shelters and to cut off the market for animals that come from so-called puppy mills. Those are commercial operations with a reputation for raising animals in poor conditions. Jack Hagerman is with the Pasadena Humane Society. He says that's good news because buying a pet isn't like buying a pair of jeans.
Where if the jeans don't end up fitting that well a week from now, you can just discard them in the Goodwill bin. Shelters like ours become the Goodwill for live animals.
Under the new law, if a pet store owner wants to sell dogs, cats, or rabbits, they need to have agreements with the shelter or rescue organization that will provide those animals. San Diego, Los Angeles, and a handful of other cities adopted similar provisions years ago. But still, California taxpayers spend $250 million a year to house and euthanize shelter animals. Hagerman says California is the first state to pass such a law.
I think this was California's way of saying, you know what? We don't think it's cool for commercial breeders to put more and more animals in the world who end up in shelters.
And he says it could bring pet store prices in line with those charged at shelters. That's because adoption fees usually cost a couple hundred, where breeder fees can get into four figures. Although California citizens can still purchase purebreds from private breeders if they want. Annette Marquise owns two super pet stores in Southern California. They sell small pets like birds and fish, though not dogs or cats. She used to carry rabbits as well, but she sold or gave them all away before New Year's. She says it was the right decision.
Because it makes people not impulse buy them. You know, if they have to go and adopt them, it gives them more time to think about their purchase instead of just coming in and buying it.
Plus, Marquise didn't want to run the risk of breaking the rules. Any pet store owners who can't prove that they're selling rescues face a $500 fine per animal and a misdemeanor. In Los Angeles, I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.